Richard Arnold, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
How big a deal is this taking the knee thing going to get, do you reckon, now that Trump's involved himself in matters?
Oh, I think very big. You know, the president is expert at raising racial and other wedge issues to rally attention, and this is a time when there are a few other things going on, right, like the North Korea standoff, devastation in Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands. The president is taking on football players and now basketball players as well, after some have been protesting racial inequities by bending down on their knees during the national anthem, patriotism, flag waving, heated subjects for some in this land, as everyone knows. Now, we've seen these issues before. Think back to the Black Power salutes by John Carlos and Tommy Smith at the Mexico Olympic Games in 1968, when they were supported in their protest by Australian Peter Norman, who was then frozen out of public recognition for years and years and years after that, and in 2012 receiving an apology in the Australian Parliament. Think of Muhammad Ali, who was called a hero when he died, but wasn't always seen that way, far from it, after he refused to fight in Vietnam. So now, footballer Colin Kaepernick started the anthem protest movement, and others have followed, leading President Trump to tell a crowd in Alabama over the weekend.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a off the field right now, out, he's fired. Fired!
Well, the NFL and its players have responded angrily to that. In a league where 70% of the players are African-American, NFL players in London have locked arms today in solidarity during the national anthem, where the Jacksonville Jaguars and Baltimore Ravens were playing. The Pittsburgh Steelers will stay in their locker room until after the anthem is played in Chicago. The Patriots owner, a Trump supporter, says he is deeply disappointed with Trump's comments, but the president, of course, not backing down. He is saying this could lead to football boycotts. So this now has spread to basketball, where Steph Curry for the Golden State Warriors says he will not be visiting the White House for a celebratory visit that was planned. Says Curry in relation to this,
I don't want to go. That's really
Yeah, Trump then officially disinvited him, which led to LeBron James of the Cleveland Cavaliers respond, quote, you bum. Curry also already has said he isn't going. Going to the White House was a great honor until you showed up. So, firing up the anger.
It's all on. You mentioned North Korea, so we got the planes over the DMZ. Now we the Pacific's getting involved. Where's this thing going?
Good question. Don't have the answer, but the president again doubling down, tripling down. After Pyongyang's foreign minister called President Trump a mentally deranged person at the UN following the lead of Kim Jong-un, who called him, what, a dotard. Trump is calling Kim a madman. The US also has, as you say, flown B-1 bombers over waters east of North Korea, showing the range of US military options. This is North Korea is suggesting it will conduct an above-ground nuclear test over the Pacific somewhere, something that nuclear experts say would be incredibly damaging.
A hydrogen bomb, a thermonuclear weapon, is going to have lots of radiation. If that hits the water, there's going to be contamination for hundreds of miles around.
Big concern. So what could the U.S. do in response? Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was pressed on this.
We will continue our efforts in the diplomatic arena, but all of our military options, as the president has said, is on the table.
Same response as ever, against the reality that there are 10 million people or so in Seoul, just moments away from North Korean artillery strikes, and that any military clash could escalate into a worldwide catastrophe. Meantime, we see this game of nuclear chicken when it comes to name-calling. Well, a new poll out today has two-thirds of Americans opposing launching a preemptive military strike. Only two-thirds, that'll surprise some. Just 10% in the poll have great confidence in President Trump in handling these issues. 42% say they trust the U.S. commander-in-chief. Not at all.
See you Wednesday, Richard. Richard Arnold in the States.